This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind is the name of the show because we want to know what's on your mind. Pretty simple. So to tell us, simple as 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Got it? Put that in your speed dial, 258-0550. 800-228-0550. Either one of those numbers work. 24/7. No waiting. Leave a comment. We get it whenever you call. 855-200-1776. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Okay? Brought to you this hour on What's on Your Mind by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables to the Wellness Factory. Vince and his team over there at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 have saunas, have hot tubs from Hot Springs, the number one brand. Just the gold standard brand, just the best of the best. They don't come any better. If you're going to buy a hot tub, buy Hot Springs, best ownership experience. My gosh, whether we're in it, you know, 20 times a week or no times per week, the maintenance is low. It's easy. Oh, it's just unbelievable.
I love their app for the chemicals and stuff.
Oh, I know.
It's phenomenal.
Everything's made easier. It's just really good. And, of course, the sauna, this cold, bitter cold. You're in a sauna. Tell me your life isn't better. 20 minutes a day, 40 minutes a day in a sauna. It's a wellness factory. And we know this. There's bugs, and there will be bugs. Pandemics come and go. Viruses come and go, this wicked flu right now. Everything you can do in the way of prevention is easier with a hot tub and a sauna, period. And, of course, all the fun that comes from pool tables and shuffleboard and all the other video games they have, it's just it's a fun factory and a wellness factory. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Grand Forks, West Fargo. Tell them Scott sent you. Joseph in Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, Scott, can you make my voice echo and boom when I say what I'm going to say?
I will try.
Turn your headlights on physically when you're in a whiteout.
Amen.
Why are you laughing, Kevin? I think it's an important message.
It's crazy everywhere. People don't do it.
It's just it. That and when it's dark outside, just because it's 7 o'clock in the morning doesn't mean it's bright enough for us to see your black vehicle. Turn the lights
exactly.
on.
Exactly. There were people with their flashers on, but no headlights. No headlights. Like zero headlights or taillights.
Wow.
So people, listen, everybody, semi-drivers, driving with the park lights on. I still don't get that. Why do semis drive with the park lights on? Turn your headlights on, people. Physically. You have no taillights. When you're driving down the road in a whiteout, you have no taillights. So you're going to get rear-ended. That's all I got, guys.
Well, it's good. And I think the problem isn't so much one of just not being wise to this. It's a good idea to turn your headlights on. I think so many people have turned into robots on headlights because the auto feature in many cars.
Yep, turns them on and off.
But you make a very good point, Joseph. And by the way, if you have one of those kind of cars, your car will tell you if your lights are still on when you get out. So, you know, no worries. They even, most of them now shut them off automatically for you if you don't do it yourself. So don't worry about that. One more time, turn your headlights on yourself. Manually. No, they're on and white outs. Yes, exactly right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day, guys.
You as well. 800-228-0550. Scott, did you, Kevin, did you ever check out that caller's comment yesterday about the UKOI? I'll try and speak English here. About the UK destroying their vaccines.
I did. I couldn't find anything about it. The guy that called in about the case number and all that stuff with the UK. No, I couldn't find anything on a number of different searches.
He wanted that. He said, if not, please text me the research portion you shared with you guys, the case number. Do you still have it?
I do have the number.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 602-9679-21, whatever that was. I even entered that trying to find, you know, different things, but didn't see anything about it. Doesn't mean it's not out there. I just couldn't find it.
Text a listener says the Hay program is happening. Maybe he means in the manner in which the texter last hour said the FSA was administrating this, where Native Americans get 100% of the trucking for their hay paid. Women get 60%, but if you're a white male, you get 50%. Load forgiveness question for the FSA is on our docket. We're going to check that out, okay? Another texter says they call it Planned Parenthood, but what it really is in reality is human slaughterhouse rendering baby parts for market. This is all done by so-called health care professionals that are at the same time telling us to get the shot, a very sick double standard. Another texter says, I know dozens of unvaccinated people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who have survived just fine without vaccination. They never had to deal with all the vaccination side effects that are unreported, such as heart attack, stroke, inflammation, etc., that come from the jab. So maybe cool it down on promoting it for those age groups. Again, I think everybody would do well not to listen to a radio talk show host, not listen to Rachel Maddow. Is that where it is? Madcow? What is
Maddow,
her name?
Yeah.
But talk to your doctor. I think there is pretty significant evidence that the vast majority of the worst of the worst COVID patients are 60 and above. The death rate higher is 60 and above. The hospitalization rate, it affects the elderly. Think about this a minute. A virus that came from China, where we believe as many as, well, tens of millions, I'll just say tens of millions of people have died. You think they report these things in China? Of course not. The vast majority in there are elderly. What's the biggest threat, guys, to the Chinese economy?
Oh, I think not spending any money on it.
On elderly people, on caring for elderly people? Would it be maybe their senior population?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So a virus that, by and large, kills elderly people.
Would be.
Or people that have comorbidities that are sick, that are taxing the healthcare system. That might be convenient.
Pretty good timing. Worked out pretty good.
Think about it.
China's not the only one facing that dilemma, too. The world is facing how to care for the elderly.
I don't think anybody should just get it because somebody on TV tells you to get it, somebody on radio tells you to get it, and you got to talk to your doctor, okay? I'm trying to forge a middle ground on this. Do I think everybody that has taken the vaccine as a precaution is doomed to die? No. Do I think the vaccine has caused way more issues in people than any other drug on the market would have immediately been pulled down? Of course I do. Now, just look at the sheer numbers of people who've had the vaccine, and obviously you're going to have a spike in the bad stuff because the numbers are pretty huge. Locally, the healthcare providers I've spoken with have said, significant health events, meaning not just a headache or something, but, you know, a reaction that causes hospitalization or significant heart issues or whatever, the numbers and the data we have for healthcare here, they tell us, are in line with any other vaccine. In other words, there isn't some crazy. But what is flat-on creepy is the idea that if you somehow question the data or say, hey, what about this? How come this happened and you're canceled? That's not America. That's not America. So I don't think the vaccine is the end-all, be-all, death to birth. I also don't think it is fair to say anybody who's had it's going to die. I think there's a lot unknown about it, and we ought to be cautious about it, and every decision ought to be made by you in consultation with a doctor you trust. Is that a controversial statement? I don't think it is. Seems
what are we
to me
talking
to be
about?
Common sense.
I'm so tuned out on all this COVID crap. I'm done with it. I'm seriously done with it.
Well, that's because you love Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, right.
Kevin subscribes to the spirit of Rachel Maddow. Listen to what she says here. Just listen to Rachel here.
Hey,
she is.
It's me, your dry skin. I'm craving something.
I don't care about your dry skin.
What? Sarah V. They
no.
That's who she is.
I knew her voice.
Skip the ad thing.
There's no skip the ad thing here. I had to listen to it. Rachel, lay it on me.
It means for instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading and spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it, and then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were right. Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person.
Interesting. and prevents further transmission. Dr. Rachel has been proven very wrong, folks.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doctor is a pro-vaccine doctor. I will not take the shot. So I'm going to be looking for a different doctor.
There you go. That's a good plan, I guess.
That's, again, last I checked, that's right. America.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I think, I honestly almost want to have like a buzzer go off when the word COVID comes up, because it's just to the point where you can't have a reasonable conversation. about it without somebody, you know, being offended or whatever. And to me, it's like, so Kevin, what kind of birth control do you and your wife, you know? I mean, please, I don't want to care about this.
I don't either.
You know, and MSNBC is shaming us now. They just put up a graphic on, I don't know why I'm watching this crap. But evidently, we are the highest per capita of COVID cases.
So what?
Yeah.
Per capita?
Cases.
Yeah, I know.
Cases.
They gotta twist the...
Cases.
I mean, that's another word that should be banned.
We're per capita the highest of about anything. We have not the exactly
a lot
highest
of land
population.
In the, yeah. Here's a beautiful letter. Written by a Bill Brudvik, B-R-U-D-V-I-K. I've been following the current surge in COVID-19 infections, both in North Dakota and Minnesota, here at our winter home in Phoenix. Oh, what a snob.
Fantastic.
They are all showing record hospitalizations, nearly all of which are people who are unvaccinated. The latest data I have shows that North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona are seeing record surges in COVID-19 cases, and nearly all of those people have not been vaccinated.
So what?
Hospital beds are full, leaving virtually no room for people with medical emergencies.
So what?
Life-threatening illnesses, accident victims, or people with necessary but elective medical procedures. Wait for it. Here's what this guy wants. The unvaccinated should go to the back of the line. Wait a minute here.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
Hospitalizations in North Dakota today, more people with the flu are in hospital beds than with COVID. So does that mean anybody that didn't wash their hands or bolster up their immunity, that they then now should be on the back of the line? How about, has your doctor ever told you, stop eating meat and potatoes? It's causing your cholesterol to go up, and or you should take this medicine or that medicine, and you don't, and you have a heart attack? Should you go to the back of the line? You naughty little boy, you ate meat and potatoes, and now you cannot get hospitalization.
So back in the day, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just...
So say back in the day, did we send lepers to the back of the line, and did Jesus not sit with the lepers? So
it's so sick and twisted, it's unbelievable.
You're not going to prove to me that if I'm not vaccinated, I'm any more of a threat to anybody if they are vaccinated, first of all. Because you got to buy into the asymptomatic BS that I don't feel sick, I don't look sick, I don't have a fever, but I'm going to give it to you. No, probably not. So the whole thing is ridiculous.
I'm going to use
double speak.
I'm going to use the mode of the caller who called and said, "Listen to me. Turn your lights on when there's a whiteout." Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to do something similar to that. If you're sick, stay home.
There's a thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't swim, stay out of the pool.
And if you test positive for COVID, the vast majority of you, 99.9999%, will be just fine.
There you go. But we're afraid to be sick. Afraid to get sick.
Yeah. Kidding. People get sick.
There's cases and testing. And
start with me, boys. Action Movers, one of our fine sponsors here today, wanted me to tell you that they're hiring. Because the moving business is booming at Action Movers. So they're hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. This is a great company. And they're now offering their most lucrative compensation plan ever for both employee drivers and owner-operators. Stop in and see them. Action Movers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, or call them at 566-5532. They have local, regional, over-the-road opportunities for you, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. There you go. Brady says he wants to follow up from yesterday's call. Remind me what you called about yesterday, Brady, and then I'll be up to speed with you.
Yeah, it was the biggest criminal investigation ever launched in mankind was yesterday, the biggest story in the last 100 years, and that is over in the U.K., there is an open criminal investigation into the vaccine jabs that people are, they call it actually the death jab.
Yeah, now we thank you for calling back about that, because Kevin did a little research on the case number you gave us and didn't find anything. What's your news source on this, Brady?
This is coming directly from the Hammersmith Metropolitan Police Department, CID, which is the Criminal Investigation Division in the west part of the UK in London. Case number 6029679/21.
What is your news source on this? Where are you getting the info?
Right from the Hammersmith Police Department. I saw them people interviewing and handing out the summons to stop administering the death jab. They are now confiscating all the jabs because they are a bioweapon and now classified as a bioweapon, which violates the Chemical Weapon Act of 1996.
You're talking about British law?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, we promised to do a little expose on the story you're talking about. And by the way, Australia, sadly, none of this stuff surprises me anymore. Appreciate the call. Texter said the COVID test is not accurate. It's a joke. People have quit listening to the news about this. Yeah, I don't doubt it. Still news-free for 2 years. I'm so sick of the talk about the bugs. There's a lot of people just opted out of the news.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is just one constant drumbeat of you are dumb if you don't listen to what we say you should do.
I've been out for a long time. I've been, like you talked about, I've been taking supplements and zinc and all the things that help my immune system.
Wait a minute.
For decades.
You're worried.
I'll go back to SARS.
You're into prevention.
I'll go back to SARS and MERS and all the other ones that you and I have lived through.
You're doing the prevention deal.
Well, we learned it back then. I learned it 25 years ago.
Another texter says that Bill Brodvik, that you read from the letter to the editor, was an attorney in Mayville, an epicenter of liberal politics for decades outside of Fargo.
Hmm.
Interesting. Another texter says wind energy. Two questions. Is there any data out there on how many megawatts are produced per year in North Dakota, 2021? There is. I don't know it off the top of my head, but it is significant. Significant, and it exceeds like some of the bigger coal-fired power plants total. Then he goes on to say, of those megawatts produced, if any, what percent is kept and consumed in North Dakota? In the past, before the big massive farms were installed, 0% was consumed in North Dakota. Thanks for all you do. Good questions. We'll get you some answers on that, and always appreciate an opportunity to get your questions and to get answers. And we, from time to time, call in the pros from North Dakota's Comprehensive Energy Solutions to answer a few questions about that. I'm going to add that to my to-do list. But in general, I would say North Dakota is an energy exporter. We export energy because we've got a lot of late night. In fact, I want to say a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal in North Dakota. Do you know that? 900 years. So maybe this idea of new technology and carbon capture is a smart idea because it's affordable, reliable energy. But we have wind, we have hydro, and we export it to the population center. Good.
At India Estate Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least three people now are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic eruption that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Officials reported major damage along the western coast of the main island that was covered in ash and dust, including the runway of the airport, hindering relief efforts. The State Department is reporting the United States believes that Russia may use joint military exercises inside Belarus as a cover for an invasion of Ukraine from the north. New deployments to the Belarus-Ukraine border in the coming weeks, in addition to the 100,000 Russian troops already in place, could allow Russia to open up a new front less than 100 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Let's be clear about how we got to this moment. In 2014, the Ukrainian people chose a democratic and European future for themselves. Russia responded by manufacturing a crisis and invading.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Happy to provide a lunch suggestion or two for you today from
bring it on.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today, for lunch, at PetroServe USA, Swedish meatballs are the thing. In Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and 12th Avenue and I-29. Other choices, Valley City has lasagna, too. Pulled pork, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. A lot of those locations have multiple choices, things we even talk about when you go in there. One of the, my favorite things to do at Valley City is say, hey, fire me up a burger. Hand patty some of that Valley Meats ground beef. Throw it on the grill, a little, Swiss cheese, a little raw onion. Oh, is that any good? The deli is just fantastic there. Chicken pot pie is on special today, NP Avenue. And for lunch today in Glendon, chicken tortilla soup, Yulin, Harwood, Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Come with that from either 94 or 29, 12th Avenue, 929, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Glendon off Highway 10, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Well, Brian Kronk is in the house from Collins & Kronk. He's a partner there. Raymond James Wealth Managers. Certified financial planner, senior portfolio manager. We've already, I think most of our listeners know Brian as a hands-on institutional portfolio manager. So he and his team are managing money for clients all around the country. And a certified financial planner, I know, because Brian is the certified financial planner of the Hennon family and has taken a tiny, tiny nest egg and helped us build that nicely.
That's what we do.
Thank you very much for that. And my favorite part of talking to you is just trying to unpack what is happening in the market. If you have questions, we love your questions on the market, so bring them on. Call us at 258-0550. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. So I've seen a ton of red in the market. I actually don't know what it is today. I haven't seen it for a bit here, but there's turmoil in the market right now. Is that fair to say?
There is very definitely turmoil in the market. I would say we are in a market correction right now. The news media hasn't started talking about that in a big way, not throwing out the correction word yet or the bear market word as much. But we're definitely there. If you look at the market indexes, especially the NASDAQ composite, that's been where all the action has been for the last few years. That's where these big, giant technology stocks reside. And guess what? They're all pulling back right now. That's been going on for some time. I'd say we've been in sort of the stealth bear market since this fall. We saw a big sell-off start in October, actually end of November. We saw some continuation of that. And you can go all the way back to September to find signs of weakness in the market. We'd see this weakness come in, and then guess what? The buyers would step up and push up some of those tech stocks. And then again, we'd level off and see the selling coming, and then the buyers would step back in. But interestingly, if you look back, Scott, every single time the market rallied, we saw fewer and fewer of those technology stocks really coming back to the point where we have very little that could hold up anymore. And that's why I think you're seeing just an all-out sell-off right now in the market.
So you saw this coming, right? You've been talking about this for a while and had adjusted accordingly. Is it different than you thought, or is it worse than you thought? Is this turmoil sort of what you were predicting?
Well, it's amazing to me that it's taken this long to get to a sell-off. There's been this sort of, you know, buy the dips mentality that sort of, you know, takes us back to the late 90s when we saw a lot of that. And if you think about how the late 90s ended, 1990 ended with, you know, the year 2000 and a major sell-off. So I hope we don't get to that point. But the fact of the matter is we've got a lot of new investors in the market who basically have chosen to buy these dips. The problem is the market normally does go through some corrections, and we've seen signs of this, you know, for a while. So some of those signs, you know, I talk about how the market would sell off and then come back to some of these technology stocks. What about the money that wasn't going back into them? That's where we saw huge sector rotation. I talked about it on your show. I talked about it in the mornings, where money would flow out of technology, but it was going into other areas, like industrials, for example, or even into some basic materials, you know, the steel stocks, the aluminum stocks. Those are all signs of a change in market leadership. But not only that, the amount of speculation that's come into the market between, you know, cryptocurrency and new IPOs and SPACs has been huge. Those are all signs of the end of a big run-up in the market.
All right, explain that to me. Why is the IPOs as an example, you know, and that's usually the shiny object everybody's paying attention to, right? Like, oh, my gosh. But you're saying this IPO activity is a bad sign for the overall market?
Well, not necessarily. So IPOs, that stands for initial public offerings. That's when new companies are coming to market. That's pretty healthy. We like to see that in our economy. We like to see companies go public. So I'm in favor of all of that. But when it gets excessive, in other words, when everybody is piling on saying, holy cow, they're buying just about anything, I'm going to go public too, even though my company might not be ready or my company might not, you know, have all the fundamental assets
to
go public.
So there's kind of a gold rush on the IPOs.
Huge gold rush. Yeah. We had 368 IPOs last year. That's more than one a day, and that's not even counting all the secondary offerings and the SPACs and things like that. So when it gets excessive like that, that's when I start to kind of raise my eyebrows and look at it skeptically.
What's a SPAC?
SPAC, that's a good question. That's a relatively new thing that's come out. These are basically what we'd call blank check companies. So they're companies that are already public. They're out there trading. They have no product. They have really nothing there. It's sort of an empty shell. And then you'll see basically they're acquiring, you know, somebody else's business. But it's usually a designed merger. So everybody knows that Trump is coming out with a social media platform. They're going to do that publicly via SPAC. So in other words, there's already a company, I think it trades under the symbol DWAC, that is ultimately going to be the company that is the underlying stock for Trump's new, you know, social media company. But it's a sort of a back-end way to bring a company public without doing a giant initial public offering. But again, it's just more new issues in the market.
Speaking of Trump, and we'll throw Biden into this as well.
Yeah.
You know, the president, Biden's poll numbers are just plummeting, right? And there is political upheaval pretty much, you know, everywhere, right? I mean, you mentioned Trump and the social media thing. It, you know, that is a example of that person, that man's brand continues to be very, very strong, despite
right.
them continuing to throw everything. A New York attorney general is today saying, oh, we found this corruption in the Trump world. I mean, it's David versus Goliath politically. Does the market care?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of that stuff, I'd call it, you know, rock throwing, name calling, whatever. The market really just sort of shrugs that off. And I kind of get a kick out of Trump. You know, they try to tarnish his brand. What is his brand? I mean, he's known for gold. Everything is gold, right? Guess what? Gold does not tarnish. I don't know if he thought about that ahead of time, but that seems to be the impact. Those who love him continue to love him, and those who hate him continue to hate him, and the lines are drawn pretty thick that way.
Couple of things I want to ask you about. One is much sort of red as there is in the market these days. We see a lot of green with oil.
It is amazing to see that. So in the portfolios that we manage, we've been doing a lot of selling. You know, our biggest holding right now is actually cash, just because cash doesn't go down when the market's going down. But we have been doing a little bit of buying, and it's mostly been in that oil area. So you think about it, one of Biden's policies has been to make it harder and harder to pull fossil fuels out of the ground, transport it, anything he can do to stifle that industry, which has raised prices. When prices go up as dramatically as they have, profit margins go up, which makes some of those stocks a fantastic investment right now. So it's sort of a strange byproduct of a lot of Biden policies. But from an investment standpoint, I'll take it. We're going to go where the money is to be made.
Let's talk about inflation. Speaking of political upheaval, I mean, it's real. It's here. And, you know, we heard that T word, transitory.
Right.
You know, Senator Cramer was mocking that early on. What the heck? Talk about explaining it away. What's going on with inflation and how is that impacting what we're seeing?
So you're right. You know, in the beginning, the Fed came out and said, yes, inflation is transitory. And they were using that word as if it meant temporary. Transitory actually means a change is taking place. And so it's probably a pretty accurate word. They've since retired that word. But, you know, I've been one of those from the beginning who've said, you know, I don't see this being transitory. You can't just keep printing money and putting it out there into the marketplace and expecting it not to have an impact. And we've been doing that for years, you know, even before the Biden and before the Trump administration. But we ramped it up exponentially now within the Biden administration. And we just can't digest all of that, especially when we're using a lot of it to pay people to stay out of the workforce and things like that. So, yeah, everybody can see this. You don't need to wait for the economic report. You know, you can just go to the gas pump. You can go to the grocery store. Not only are shelves not full anymore, but the prices of these things, some of them have gone up 30, 40, 50%. Some have even doubled. Look at the price of milk and beef and some of those things. It's almost impossible to look at that. It's not all supply chain driven. And that's how we know it's not just temporary.
One day I was looking for cream cheese, and the grocery store clerk comes over and said, we haven't had that for weeks. Like, what? Like, there's no cream cheese anywhere? No brand? No cream cheese. You know, it's just a weird example. So you find, you know, the grocery stores more and more you're seeing it. But, you know, I define it this way. Everything costs more. Everything. You know, you go out for a meal, and you could have the exact same meal a year ago that was $42 for, you know, my wife and I. And, you know, it's $68 this time. Like, what? Right. What happened here? You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. And where I really weep is for people on fixed incomes.
You're absolutely right. You know, one of the things that we do when we're planning for our clients, we get into the planning side and we talk about making sure that our clients have what we call a dignified retirement. And they always look at us and say, what is that? And so we want to make sure that, you know, if you give me your budget and we're planning for you and we say, hey, you know, you need, you know, $5,000 a month to live on, we need to make sure that we're increasing that monthly budget for you every single year so that you can keep pace with inflation. I tell a lot of new retirees or new planners that once you retire, you can expect the price of milk to double twice before you're not on this earth anymore. And people just can't believe that. But now that you see prices rising as rapidly as they are, who knows, maybe milk will go up even more than that. But the fact of the matter is we want to make sure that you're not on that fixed income, that you continue to have the same money to be able to buy your milk and eggs and pay your utility bill and all those things, you know, from the day you retire until the day you are no longer on this earth.
Stock market is how you combat that well, right? I mean, that's part of your strategy, right?
Absolutely. The one asset class that has always kept pace with inflation over time has been ownership, which means equity, which means owning high-quality companies. So, yes, the stock market, that's the place where we're going to combat that inflation over the long term.
Because, you know, the interest rates are ouch right now, right? If your nest egg is sitting in a bank somewhere and you're counting on the interest rate on the money you have parked in some, I don't know, money market, whatever, right? I mean, it's an ouch.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you think about it, historically, cash, great to have in your back pocket, but I tell you what, if you just keep that for the long term, the purchasing power of that cash is going to erode, right? It's just not going to be worth as much 10 years or 20 years from now. Bonds do usually a pretty good job of preserving your purchasing power, but they don't give you anything above and beyond that. And like you said, with interest rates this low, they're not even preserving your purchasing power anymore. That is why we need to have common stocks.
I want to talk a little bit about what you see around the curve related to interest rates. You know, obviously, inflation is, it's just you can't ignore it anymore, right? So now the question is, what do they do about it? And the solution seems to be higher interest rates. What's that going to mean? And just just dig into a little bit about how you're still upbeat about the stock market, but how to be smart about it. We'll do that with Brian Kronk as we continue.
At Collins & Kronk, Raymond James, we are privileged to have our clients let us be a part of their lives. They share their families with us and their close friends. We get to help them develop their dreams and curb their fears. We are so grateful to have this honored and important role in their lives. This holiday season reminds us once again how important family is, and we are thankful to be a part of yours.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Kronk, and a prosperous new year.
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience, 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. That indoor used car sale they had this past Saturday. Well, they took out a bunch of trades. So guess what? The indoor sale stretched out through this coming Saturday. If you were there last week, you may want to take another peek. It rhymes. And if you didn't find what you were looking for, it may be there now. Over 90 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, all price ranges, all marked down. And don't forget, many of those used vehicles come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Loving it before the top of the hour. Todd, by the way, not only has a sweater on today, which I think is quite appropriate. I have a vest. Kevin, he doesn't care. He's tough.
They leave the air conditioner running in this room. It's like a walking cooler this time.
Yeah, right, okay.
So Kevin's like our answer to Bud Grant, you know? He just walks around in a polo if it's 90 below. It just doesn't matter.
I was going to compliment you on the U.S. Air Force hat today. God, that's good stuff
right there.
These are things you can watch online. You can even see Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc today, our money man here. He's not only got a sweater on, he's got a tie on. He's looking very dapper today. Okay, back to the serious stuff here on the money segment. And last chance for questions at 701-237-1590. Interest rates. So let's talk a little bit about that because I guess Washington eases, inflation? That means we need to raise the cost of money. Right? So what does that mean? What's that going to mean in 2022?
You're absolutely right. And they finally just came out and broadcasted it. They said, yes, we should have been raising interest rates. All of us in the financial world have been saying that for a couple of years, that rates were just artificially too low. So that's gonna make a big difference. And they've said they're going to probably do it 2 to 3 times. I've already heard some of the prognosticators talking. It could be 4 to 5. It could be as early as March. So that's pretty drastic, and that speaks to the Fed saying and admitting that basically they're behind the curve, and that's part of the reason that, you know, inflation is getting out of control. So that's the solution. We tighten up the money supply, which sounds really easy. The ripple effects of that are huge. So first of all, it's causing all kinds of volatility in the stock market. That's why you're starting to see the timing of this sell-off accelerate. But there's a whole lot of people out there that have, you know, much more conservative portfolios. They have bonds in their portfolios. They're conservative people. They don't want, they're not looking for growth anymore. They're looking for that preservation. The problem that they don't, you know, always realize is as interest rates go up, bonds lose their value. So those 1% bonds aren't worth as much when there's 2% bonds available, right? And so all of a sudden people are going to see what they thought was a pretty safe portfolio start to lose value. And they're going to start to sell those bonds, which is just going to accelerate that. And it creates more volatility, both in the stock market and in the bond market. So, yeah, the higher interest rates are going to do a whole lot of things, not only in the capital markets, but the economy, housing starts, loans from, you know, banks to consumers or banks to, you know, other businesses. All of that is going to slow abruptly.
Despite everything we talked about, you're still upbeat about the stock market.
I am. I absolutely love it. I tell you what. We just mentioned that, you know, long term, if you want to be in something that is going to counteract this inflation thing and give you growth above and beyond that, you need to own high quality companies. And one of my frustrations over the last year or two has been that some of these very highest quality companies just aren't available. The prices were just way too high. So what have we seen in this last quarter? We've seen some of those prices start coming down. You know, so there's been people who want to own Tesla, the number one electric car maker. Well, if you're a fan of that, you should be celebrating this correction because Tesla's come down almost to $1,000 a share. You know, or you start looking at some of these others. You know, Costco, a great company, does well in recessionary environment.
Very woke for me, but yeah.
Very woke.
Yeah.
But guess what? Finally, their stock is coming to reasonable levels. Or another one, Upstart is a company. You know, this is a lending company that's got software that's probably going to upset banks around the world because they've got a better solution to the whole FICO score. And so that could just totally, you know, change the way lending is done worldwide. Their stock has been through the roof for the last couple of years. Finally, they're pulling back. So I get really excited because I want to own some of these fantastic companies, but I don't want to overpay for them. And so when we get a correction like this, this is my opportunity to help move my clients' money into some of those fantastic companies.
Anything you see as sort of a hot sector right now that is up and coming might be one of those highly valued companies 5-10 years down the road?
Oh, I think so. There's a lot of stuff going on in that area, so I'll just point out a couple. But first, I need to say that none of these stocks I've mentioned or these sectors are recommendations. You know, it's all going to come back to price and timing. And so that's one of the things we do for our clients. Feel free to call if you want to learn, you know, more about that part of it. For the sectors, though, I mentioned that money was moving out of technology. Well, where's that money going? So the recessionary type money, the money that sees that we're going to have a slower economy, it's going into those value-oriented names. Procter & Gamble just came out with earnings this morning that were way ahead of expectations. One of my favorite holdings is Church & Dwight. Everybody says, what is that? That's the Arm & Hammer baking soda company. They've got a whole bunch of products, you know, that we buy no matter what. So those kind of things are in favor. Basic materials, building materials, so steel, aluminum, copper, you know, wood products, all that stuff is great. And then just start thinking about financials. We talked about how when there's higher prices for oil, the oil companies do better. Well, guess what? When there's higher prices for money, in other words, higher interest rates, the financial companies do better. So those are all areas that I'm going to be shopping in.
This is all evidence. This entire half hour is why you need a pro keeping track of all this and getting you the best advice. Make sure your dollars are going to the right places. That is certainly Brian and the team at Collins and Kronk. They do it for Marie and I and the family, and they do well for you. Tell folks how they get a hold of you and learn more about the services you provide.
The best thing you can do is just give us a call in our downtown office. We're at 701-235-0119. We're happy to discuss some of these things in more detail with you. Or you can go to our website at collinsandkronk.com. That's Collins and Kronk, K-R-A-N-K.com.
And the telephone number again?
701-235-0119.
A wealth of information there. My gosh. In a half hour, we packed it in. The Money Talk segment with Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, folks.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.